Hi, this is Nick Ortner from thetappingsolution.com. If you're new to tapping, visit our website to learn the basics of the process before doing this tapping meditation. In this tapping meditation, we'll be tapping to get connected to your creativity. Creativity often gets linked to the arts and activities like writing, but it's something we're all capable of. Almost as a rule, creativity flows best when we're relaxed and open to receiving new ideas and new ways of doing things. So that's what we'll be doing in this tapping meditation, getting rid of those things like stress and anxiety that can block creativity. Once they're gone, creativity can flow more naturally. We'll also be tapping on your identity around creativity. Some of you may have thought of yourselves as creative at one time, maybe when you were younger or before you had kids, or when you had a different career, or whatever it is. Some of you may have never thought of yourself as a creative person. Everyone is capable of some, if not several, kinds of creativity. But if you've decided you're not a creative person, it's going to be hard to be creative. So we'll begin to release that identity around not being creative, even if it's just that you don't feel like a creative person in this moment. Today's meditation is meant to serve as a guide to get you tapping on this topic and give you some general language and ideas on how to tap. If the language doesn't apply to you, you can change it to fit your needs. As you tap, notice any ideas, thoughts, impressions, emotions, or specific memories that you can tap on, either during this meditation or on your own. The more specific you can be with your particular experience, what you're feeling exactly, what happened, or what you believe, the better your results are going to be. And we'll start by focusing on what you're currently feeling. We'll spend a few minutes doing negative or truth tapping, not to anchor it in, but rather to acknowledge it and let it go. Feeling safe to acknowledge how we feel, to speak the truth about our current experience, is one of the most powerful things you can do. Start by focusing on how disconnected you feel from your creativity right now. Give it a number on a scale of 0 to 10. If you feel completely dry, not a single creative fiber in your body, you might give it a 10. Write that number down, or just remember it. Let's start by taking 3 deep breaths, feeling safe and grounded in your body, feeling present in space and time. And we'll start by tapping on the side of the hand, the karate chop point, and repeat after me. Even though I don't feel creative at all, I'm just bone dry without a creative bone in my body. I love myself and accept how I feel. Even though I am totally uncreative right now, just feeling so dry and so flat, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I really don't feel like I have any creativity in me right now, it's all dried up, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Eyebrow, I just don't feel creative at all. Side of the eye, I feel dull and flat. Under the eye, I'm just not creative right now. Under the nose, there's no creativity in me right now. Under the mouth, I'm just not a creative person right now. Collarbone, I feel so disconnected from that part of myself. Under the arm, what if it's gone? Top of the head, maybe it vanished. Eyebrow, I'm so uncreative right now. Side of the eye, everything feels so dull and flat. Under the eye, so dry and boring. Under the nose, I miss that spark. Under the mouth, that energy I get when ideas are flowing. Collarbone, I miss feeling creative. Under the arm, I hate feeling so disconnected from my creativity. Top of the head, it's depressing not feeling creative. Eyebrow, I really miss my creativity. Side of the eye, maybe it's still there. Under the eye, maybe it's just hiding by all the stress I'm feeling right now. Under the nose, all this pressure I'm feeling to be creative. Under the mouth, maybe it's actually blocking my creativity. Collarbone, I don't like all this pressure I'm feeling to be creative. Under the arm, maybe that's what's preventing me from feeling creative. Top of the head, maybe I can let go of this pressure I'm feeling. Eyebrow, releasing this pressure and stress right now. Side of the eye, allowing myself to feel more open. Under the eye, releasing my stress now. Under the nose, I can just relax into my creativity. Under the mouth, I can just let it flow. Collarbone, the more I relax, the more my creativity can flow. Under the arm, I can be creative anytime. Top of the head, I can release stress and reconnect to my creativity. Eyebrow, letting all of my stress go now. Side of the eye, opening myself up to new ideas and new ways of doing things. Under the eye, creativity is an adventure. Under the nose, and I can open myself to it at any time. Under the mouth, I can be creative whenever I choose to be. Collarbone, I can relax and let my creativity flow. Under the arm, the more I relax, the better my creativity flows. Top of the head, allowing my creativity to flow openly now. Eyebrow, I don't need to judge myself anymore. Side of the eye, I can release the need to judge my creativity. Under the eye, and just let it flow. Under the nose, it's okay if it's a little wild sometimes. Under the mouth, I can just let it be what it is. Collarbone, it doesn't have to be perfect right away. Under the arm, I can just be open to creativity in its many forms. top of the head, allowing myself to relax and reconnect to my creativity now. Take a deep breath and notice how disconnected you feel to your creativity now. Give it a number of intensity on a scale of 0 to 10. What shifted there for you? What else came up during that process? What other emotions, memories, and ideas? Write down anything else that came up that might be blocking your creativity, and either continue tapping on it now or commit to addressing it in the future. Creativity thrives on fun and relaxation, so don't be afraid to have a little fun. Be a little silly with it while you're tapping. I can't wait to hear about how you released these blocks to creativity and started bringing all sorts of magic and miracles into the world. Until next time, this is Nick Ortner from thetappingsolution.com. Take care and keep tapping.